Capital One is a supporter of the Wake Up and Level Up podcast, and I love that because they're doing real lasting change. They're working with nonprofit organizations and local leaders to provide educational opportunities, job training, safe and affordable housing, financial education, and promoting small business development. You can learn more at CapitalOne.com/about. It's time for Wake Up and Level Up. I'm Mario Armstrong, and we only have 5 minutes or less to kick off your day, so let's get it started. Yesterday, I talked about our culture manifesto that we created, a document that we created to try to create an atmosphere and a culture that is reflective of the positive energy we want to put out in the world through our products and our services. Specifically, when you have teams that are involved and multiple people need to be aligned. This is a great document. It's something that we hand out to every employee and to every partner that gets onboarded with the process. Yesterday, we went through the first three principles. Now I want to go through two more today. So principle number four is give yourself permission. And it reads, all ideas are valid and expected. This is not a take orders production company. We expect ideas from you. We expect you to create new ways of doing things. We expect you to create new opportunities for yourself. We expect you to have and share ideas in and outside of your area in the project. Oftentimes, organizations overlook the power of their employees because they put them into buckets or categories, or they have too much ego, or they want too much control. We think opposite. Everyone has something to offer. Everyone on the team is here because they are smart, creative, and work hard. We expect you to care enough about the projects and the show to share any size idea you have that you feel can impact the people touched by our products and services. So really what this all boils down to, principle number four, is give yourself permission. All ideas are valid and, in caps, expected. This isn't a take orders production company. We're basically saying we want you to create more opportunities. Don't just do what you think is to be done because that's the way it's always been. Don't just do your job based off of other past experiences because that's the way it was before. No, no, no. When you come to this production, all ideas are valid. Everyone is equal. Remember that from yesterday? So we give everyone permission to share any idea, no matter what level of the team you're on. Most of the time, you'll find that some of the greatest ideas come from people that aren't in the middle of what you're dealing with. Whether it's being naive, not knowing about the business, not knowing about a particular thing, or just being fresh and having a different perspective and a different outlook. I have seen so many great ideas come this way. And so we build that into our process. All right, let's go on to principle number five, purpose. Remember your why and why we are doing this and the positive impact we intend for people that interact with us. Let purpose drive your intention and action. Let purpose drive your intention and action. This is really important because without purpose, people are just doing a job. When you just do a job, it's a transaction. I will come to your place to do a thing, and I expect to get this amount of money to do that thing. I may do nothing more. I may even do less, but I expect to get the money because this is just a transaction. When you hire people based around aligned purpose, when you can give people an opportunity beyond the paycheck to also maybe gain something that is really valuable to them, not something you think is valuable, but you've actually asked them, hey, what else can this opportunity do for you besides the paycheck? I've literally asked every member on the team in an email, what else does this opportunity of working with us and working on this show, what else does this do for you beyond the check? It's very important for me and CEO Nicole to understand what we can possibly do to create more opportunity for others within the construct and the framework of our production company. So those are two more principles. Tomorrow, I will share with you two more principles of our cultural manifesto document. And you know what? I'll also make this available online. So DM me on Instagram, or if you're not on Instagram, email me, MarioArmstrong@gmail.com, MarioArmstrong@gmail.com. If you want the full document, let me know and we'll get it out to you. Okay? Now that I've woke you up, it's time for you to level up.